being nearer at hand, were more practically efficacious than Jupiter himself. It is true, again, that they did not unfold their rays with the appropriate spontaneity of the planets, coming out along the firmament one after another as the need arises. But the lamplighters took to their heels every evening and ran with a good heart. It was pretty to see man thus emulating the punctuality of heaven's orbs. And though perfection was not absolutely reached, and now and then an individual may have been knocked on the head by the ladder of the flying functionary, yet people commended his zeal in a proverb, and taught their children to say, "God bless the lamplighter." And since his passage was a piece of the day's program, the children were well pleased to repeat the benediction, not, of course, in so many words, which would have been improper, but in some chaste circumlocution suitable for infant lips. God bless him indeed, for the term of his twilight diligence is near at hand, and for not much longer shall we watch him speeding up the street and, at measured intervals, knocking another luminous hole into the dark.